And I again have to apologize if I sound like I'm rushing, but it seems like from now on, maybe I won't mention it anymore. When I'm sitting in this DJ seat, I'm sort of like captive. And it seems like from now on, I'm going to get some attention, some advantage taken of that. So today's reading, we're going to be continuing the chapter for some time now of Poisonous Pedagogy in Alice Miller's For Your Own Good. And this is a quote from the Handbook for Fathers and Mothers of Families and Nations. This is 1773. So they were very clear of the objective here. They were about establishing rule, establishing the state, and that the state needs obedient people in order for the state to become powerful. And that's the objective of statesmen, power. And of power over the millennia before there were nation states, but the state became a tool for furthering that process of aggregation of power. So here we go. This is Mr., I'm sure they're all misters. J.B. Basedow. When I first saw that name, I thought Baselow, but it's Basedow, or maybe it's Basedow. It's a German book, Handbook for Fathers and Mothers of Families, Basedow. Fortunate are those parents and teachers who have educated their children so wisely that their counsel is as forceful as a command, that they seldom have cause to mete out an actual punishment, and that even in these few cases, such methods as withdrawing certain pleasant but dispensable things, banishing the children from one's presence, recounting their disobedience to persons whose approbation they desire. And this is a very modern sounding, I think. Won't some folks out there see some examples, perhaps, as she says, toned down a bit, but these tactics haven't changed. Continuing, recounting their disobedience to persons whose approbation they desire, etc., are feared as the harshest punishment. It's called psychological torture. Yet few parents are so fortunate. Most of them must occasionally resort to more severe measures. But if they want to instill genuine obedience in their children by so doing, both their means and words during the chastisement must be serious, but not cruel or hostile. And my interjection, the falseness, the calculated monitoring of the effect of one's demeanor, the Machiavellian manipulativeness, all of this we can now see with Alice's help, becomes the revenge, the power bred and raised, unleash on we who have not been able to defend ourselves because we didn't understand how or why it was happening. How defend ourselves except by not permitting this dynamic to remain hidden, except by exposing such tactics by the contrast with our own. Continuing. One should be composed and serious. See, all of this is performance, all of it. And on some level, because our babies are so brilliant, they recognize that. And it becomes a puzzle, a question that is still within us, those who never resolved it, despite, I think, and we'll have to consult Alice as we go along, despite the seeming internalization of power and authority, the seeming identification with power. That question, those early questions remain. And to the degree that we achieve that abundance in our in our planning groups, in our core self, then that permission we give each other to remember and to discuss those early questions, those early questions become accessible, are allowed to rise to the surface. Continuing, one should be with the performance. One should be composed and serious, announce the punishment, carry it out, and say nothing more until the act is completed and the little transgressor is once again ready to accept counsel and commands. If after the chastisement the pain lasts for a time, it is unnatural to forbid weeping and groaning at once. But if the chastised use these annoying sounds as a means of revenge, then the first step is to distract them by assigning little tasks or activities. If this does not help, it is permissible to forbid the weeping and to punish them if it persists until it finally ceases after the new chastisement. And again, that's from J.B. Bassendeau, Handbook for Fathers and Mothers of Families and Nations, 1773, quoted in Rushki. And her comment on this, crying as a natural reaction to pain. Hello? Okay, continue. Is suppressed here. Crying as a natural reaction to pain is suppressed here by means of renewed beating. To suppress feelings, various techniques may be used. And she continues with this same guy. Now, he says, let us see how exercises can aid in the complete suppression of affect. So, you know, when we look around at ourselves and think how robotic we are too often, we have to appreciate the degree to which conscious intention has been behind. Conscious intention of the statesman has been behind the achievement of that effect. Continuing, those who know the strength of deep-seated habit also know that self-control and perseverance are required in order to break it. Affects can be regarded in the same category as deep-rooted habits. The more persevering and patient one's disposition in general, the more efficient it is in specific cases in overcoming an inclination or bad habit. Thus, all exercises that teach children self-control, oh, that's what the state wants, big time. They want, they, you know, that's why they want to take the cities back, populate them with those who know self-control, ship the rest of us out for easier management, and so that we won't infect the knowledge workers who are under self-control, self-regulation, who have internalized discipline, who pose no problems for the state. See, I mean, they've been moving steadily towards this vision for some time. They know exactly what they want. And I think as soon as we start our discussions of what we want, we're going to see it ain't difficult to come to some agreement. We all want the same things. Number one, our lives back, time, no rush. We want to smell and breathe the world around us. We want to feel the world's abundance. We want to feel the sun on our skin. We want these madmen out of the weather, as Yuma Kayla says in one of his recent songs. Stop messing with the weather, please. I mean, these guys so want to be gods. You know, they want to be the ones who decide whether we get sun or rain or wind. I mean, the lunacy, the level of the distress in these guys is so extreme. Most folk don't want to credit it because we judge others by ourselves. But once we start these discussions and start disconnecting from the propaganda, we won't care where they are at anymore. We'll be wanting ourselves. We'll just be wanting to just sort of, what what's the word I'm thinking of? Just soak it up. Just saturate ourselves in the beauty and goodness of us. You know, we've been denied each other too long.